Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. This is where we get to reflect, refine, and reboot your one precious life. In this space, we take a deeper look at what's holding you back. Maybe you want to show up differently for the people in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your emotional well-being. Maybe you feel as though something's missing and you want to get excited about your future. There's some good news. You can shift your perspective and begin to walk through the world in new, refreshing ways. I am a certified life and well-being coach who was called to create this show as a means to facilitate a journey of personal development. You have the power to change. Your life is precious. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Champion Your Life starts now. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Champion Your Life. I hope you're all doing well on this beautiful February afternoon. Today, we're actually going to be talking about limiting beliefs. And if you're not sure what that term means exactly, I'm going to be breaking that down for you. And then we're going to look at how we can make sure that limiting beliefs aren't keeping us from living our one precious life to the fullest. There is an allegory that I just love. It's about a little baby elephant he's tied up to a post when it's really young. And no matter what happens, he tugs and he pulls, but he can't break free from the rope that's preventing his movement, right? His freedom. And then finally, this little baby elephant gives up trying to escape and he becomes compliant and seemingly at peace with his fate. Eventually, however, this elephant grows up, right? And he becomes this huge adult elephant with an impressive tusk, these gargantuan legs, and he could easily break the rope if he wanted to. But sadly, he's come to the conclusion that that post is somehow an immovable barrier that will forever hold him back. He's a lot like us. He's all hung up or tied down, right? And why? Well, because he has a limiting belief. So today, that's exactly what we're going to talk about, our limiting beliefs. And my hope is that you will get clearer on how they show up, how they hide out, and how they just disrupt our lives. So first off, we're going to start talking about just beliefs in general. And there's so many kinds of beliefs, aren't there? I love empowering beliefs because, well, they create the maps that guide us towards our goal, towards our future, and give us the strength and power to take action in our lives. Limiting beliefs, on the other hand, can cause us to stall, to hesitate, and question, and then just miss out on all the things that we really want most in our lives. Right now, is there something that's coming to mind for you that you've always wanted to do, always wanted to achieve, and for some reason, you haven't? Well, behind your reason or excuses, there's always a limiting belief. So I think the first step in replacing old limiting beliefs is just to understand the five areas that our beliefs actually come from. So I want to go quickly through them with you. The first one is your environment, right? And we hear that all the time, don't we? But I believe that it's very important for us to, how shall I say this, free ourselves from the story that we've been telling that we are products of our environment. For example, so many people love to blame their families, right, for everything. However, we've been around a long time now, and we've witnessed such amazing examples in our lifetimes, people like a Nelson Mandela or an Oprah, for that matter, who were always so clear that the environments that they grew up in would not dictate who they were, or especially who they would become. Here's a great slide that speaks to just that. If you accept a limiting belief, then it will become a truth for you. If you accept a limiting belief, it will become a truth for you. Now, while situations within our environments can be difficult at times, we all have the power to choose what we believe and who we will become in our lifetime. And I just think that's such good news and so powerful to truly consider. The next one is milestones. Milestone events in your life. And what I mean by that, these are those days that you will just never forget. Like, for example, the day you threw that saving pass to a teammate, right? Or perhaps it was the day you graduated, or the day that you walked down the aisle with the one you love, or the birth of your children. I mean, that's an amazing event. Or perhaps it could be that big, exciting job that changed your trajectory. Now, it could also be the death of someone you loved and relied on. And whether good or bad, these events shape who you are. And in that sense, even something like a terrorist attack that we have all witnessed or experienced in our lifetime, they constitute a milestone event, right? And these occurrences have truly impacted our lives in different ways, which cause us to form unconscious beliefs, which really can affect our entire worldview. For me personally, I know that the 9/11 attacks on the East Coast in New York City and other places really truly affected me. I don't think you could live here and not be affected. From that experience, I think I came to realize just how precious life was. And the other message was that I really didn't want to waste any more time. And I've also heard from many, many clients as of late that COVID has had a limiting belief effect on them. I'm curious, what's coming up for you? Another area that is important to take a look at with regards to our beliefs is just knowledge and learning, where we went to school, for example, and who influenced us. And knowledge in and of itself is not power, right? Knowledge is potential power waiting to be applied. So it is the key, I believe, to knocking down the walls surrounding our limiting beliefs. And when we decide to become lifelong learners and seek out knowledge with just laser focus, I believe amazing things can happen. But a librarian up in an ivory tower doesn't do anyone any good, right? We need to actively find ways to practice emotional intelligence on a daily basis. And if we don't practice these skills and somehow incorporate them into our lives, we don't grow. It's really that simple. It's really that basic. I'm also a really big fan, a really big believer in putting myself in proximity to people who know much, much more than I do. I personally love being mentored. How about you? I think that kind of proximity is true power, and learning from others' experiences is just gold and can help you create the beliefs that will help you succeed. Now, another area that our beliefs come from is our past results. So we can create all kinds of beliefs around our past achievements or failures. And it's important to remember, though, our past results do not equal our future results. We must remember that learning how to fail and trying it again more intelligently the next time, that's so, so powerful. We humans build confidence by building on success, especially the small ones. As Darren Hardy always likes to say, it's the compound effect, right? It's important to stack them up and keep track of them in order to help you get excited and ready and pumped about your future. And finally, imagining your future self. This one is so compelling, and yet very few people actually think about this. So just as our past life experiences impact our beliefs around what is possible, right? So does our imagined experience of the future. It's so important that you take the time creating and dreaming and imagining your compelling future. For example, where will you be living? How do you envision feeling? What will you be doing? What will be your purpose in the future? When we have limiting beliefs, they can keep us from doing all the exciting things. For example, you know, applying to that dream job or finishing school strong or finding that healthy relationship that you so desire or even leaving the one that's unhealthy. So I really want everyone to pay attention to how your limiting beliefs work on a subconscious level. Much like our elephant friend that remained tied, right? Tied to the post. We must understand that our limiting beliefs can just keep us stuck in a place without us even fully realizing it. And sometimes for years. Now, then there are the limiting beliefs that we have. How shall I say this? That have been handed down to us from other people. We must be so aware that some of the most impactful beliefs we have about ourselves often come from another person in our lives, good or bad. In college, I remember being cast in a play called The Seagull. It's a classic piece and a more challenging piece for a young person, for sure. And I had a brilliant Russian director who cast me, but then immediately began to doubt my ability to understand the text when we began the rehearsals. And I can remember thinking, what? I'm just beginning. I remember feeling a little confused, a little scared, shaken when I heard that statement, but I kind of stayed steady and I kept my head on straight, just kept at it. Now, what if I had allowed that statement to permeate my being, right? Believed it and then kept it as the primary limiting belief during the whole run of the show? I'm pretty sure I would have felt very shaky the entire time. But instead, in hindsight, I guess I could feel and sense her limiting belief in me. I decided to prove it wrong. As I'm saying this, I am sure there are similar stories that are coming up for you right now. Perhaps you were told when you were younger that you weren't that great a student, or that you really weren't college material, or maybe you heard from someone that, oh, you didn't have that much discipline, so now you're not going to be able to go do that or write that book. Or perhaps I even had a client tell me that someone had told them that she was way too old at 28 to have a child. You know, it's interesting. Other people really do love to hand us some really negative stuff. And we must learn to recognize that when it happens to us, right? Nothing Nothing holds us back in life like limiting beliefs about ourselves. So many of our beliefs are just laden, right, with emotional insecurities. And if we aren't careful and if we aren't mindful, they become the very, very heavy baggage we carry throughout our lives. Here's what I recommend instead. I love this slide. Let's set some goals, not limits. I really want nothing more than for all of your goals in 2023 to include challenging and unraveling those limiting beliefs that have stopped you from growing into your best selves and that just keeps us from trying new experiences. Now, quickly, I want to go through some limiting beliefs that are going to be very familiar to you in a minute. For example, age. Now, people use their age as an excuse to not do a lot of things that they deeply desire. They may say, oh, no, I'm too old to change careers or learn new technology or even begin dating again. And they'll say something like, oh, you know, I'm all past all that. And my response is usually, well, what? Why? And then you hear on the flip side of that, that people think they're, oh my goodness, I'm too young. I can't apply for that job. No way. They're so worried that they don't have the experience. And then they immediately, what do? So human, they begin to doubt themselves, right? They don't want to take that risk and then possibly fail. And then another thing, oh, this is big one. This is big. Worrying about what others think. Look, if your first thought right now is, oh, I don't know, I wouldn't try that. What would people think of me? We have a problem. But here's something I'm going to share with you. It always makes me smile when I say it. You need to remember that people aren't paying nearly as much attention to you as you think. They're usually way too worried about themselves to be that concerned about you. And you know what? That is fabulous news, everyone. You can just get out there and do your thing. And lastly, one of the biggest limiting beliefs that I hear on the regular is time. I know you've heard it and you probably said it yourself. Oh, no, way too busy right now. Don't have the time. Why is this a great and somewhat accepted excuse for any kind of lifestyle change? The thing is, and it's funny, we all know this. If you really want to do something, you'll find a way to make it happen. Now, when I hear someone tell me, I don't have time to do that. What I immediately hear as a coach, it's not really a priority for them. We humans will clear out our schedules and make things happen when things are important enough to us. Often what we're doing in those moments when we, you know, can't find the time is we're choosing to stay in comfort. We're choosing to stay in complacency, safety, if you will, and just not rock the boat, right? We just want to stay in our safe routines. But when we do that, what are we doing? We're missing out on our life, all the new experiences, all the great opportunities. So how do we overcome our limiting beliefs? I have a few great simple steps to help you get started. Just love this slide, don't you? Look at this little guy. It's not so simple for him. He's sitting there analyzing those steps. But number one is the first step really is just to identify your limiting beliefs and just acknowledge them. I mean, limiting beliefs really lose their power over us the minute we begin to question them. And then once you've unearthed some of your frequent flyer limiting beliefs, write them down in your journal. And I just want you to keep track of them. Be clear on what they are. And then I want you to answer these two questions. Number one, I can't do this because. And then I want you to just fill in your reasons, right? And number two, for other people, this may work, but in my case, fill in the blank. By taking the time to question these, you will begin to see, oh my goodness, how tightly we hang on to some of these limiting beliefs of ours. And some of our excuses, they're the full range. They're clever and somehow ridiculous all at the same time. So, just one more time, answer questions number one, which is, I can't do this because. And number two, for other people, this may work, but in my case, so those are the two questions I want you to answer. The second step would be you need to ask yourself, are these limiting beliefs serving me? Now, this slide just kind of says it all, right? Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they are yours. Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they are yours. We often imagine ourselves to be the victims of our own limiting beliefs, and we often hang on to them because they serve us in some way. So I want you to just be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, is this belief really the truth? Is it helping me in any way, or is this completely holding me back? Right? Finally, the third step would be replace these limiting beliefs with more empowering ones. So once you take note of the limiting beliefs around a scenario, I want you to then come up with maybe just two possible alternatives to try on and then flip it. For example, perhaps you got fired, okay, from a job, and your boss was just particularly nasty to you on your way out the door, right? And you automatically assume that you did something terribly wrong, or that you think that you're not worthy or capable. But first of all, I never want you to give another human being that kind of power over your life, but a new belief for you that might be helpful would be, well, that job wasn't a good fit, but I'm so excited to explore what's around the corner. And if you repeat, our brains are funny, if you repeat these new beliefs often enough, they will replace the ones that have held you back and prevented you from success. I like to think of it as if you were installing a new operating system in your mind. Now, I do want to warn you, though. I want you to remember that your limiting beliefs will always be looking for proof that they are right. Yep, limiting beliefs will always be looking for proof that they are right. So here's the deal. Ignore them. Fight back. Honestly, it comes down to self-awareness, doesn't it? In closing, what I really want you to hear is that emotional intelligence is a muscle. I mean, much like going to the gym or to your yoga class, you have to go regularly, right? And you have to pay attention, show up for the real change to occur in our lives. That is why I'm constantly trying to reinforce and teach healthy mind management tools so that you can learn how to spot these things in your life that are keeping you from being your best self. It's consistency, right? It's consistency in making these tools part of your everyday. That's the key. I never think we should ever believe that we're suddenly at what I like to refer to as full capacity, and that we've suddenly somehow arrived and that we know all the things. That's really not how life works. We have so much to learn in our lifetime and improve upon. And how great is that? What a gift. I believe that God gives us all these amazing opportunities to get it right. The way I look at it is there's always room for growth until our final breath and we leave this earth. And that, my friends, I think is a beautiful thing, a beautiful gift. You've been listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. Please connect, reach out. I love to coach and work with people on letting go of these kinds of things. Let's let go of those limiting beliefs of yours. I would love nothing more than help you bring an exciting 2023 in. You can find me at LeanneChampionCoaching.com or simply type in Champion Your Life. I look forward to the next time we're together. Until then, Godspeed.
Thank you for listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To find out more about me and my coaching platform, visit championyourlife.com. That's championyourlife.com. You have one precious life. Let's live it to your fullest potential. Let's go. Let's do this together. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.